Thanks so much, Bliss. Yes, I am very thrilled to be here in the performance studio at WRTI with the world-renowned Daedalus Quartet. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
I'd love for you to each introduce yourselves and your instruments.
Hi, this is Min-Young Kim. I play violin.
I'm Matilda Call, also a violinist.
Jessica Thompson, I play the viola.
I'm Tom Kranis, I play the cello.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being here. And you are a world-renowned quartet, as I mentioned. You play contemporary cutting-edge repertoire as well as the masterpieces of the classical literature. You have a busy worldwide touring schedule, but you're also quartet in residence at the University of Pennsylvania. And this season, you're doing something groundbreaking. You're performing the complete cycle of Beethoven string quartets, often in unusual contexts that reach beyond music to the arts, other arts, and the sciences. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, but I know that our audience is eager to hear you play. So tell us a little bit about the first piece you're going to be performing for us today.
Well, it actually is. We're going to start with the first quartet that Beethoven ever wrote. As you might know, the string quartet was, by the time Beethoven came along, it was a very important genre of music. Haydn and Mozart had written a bunch of them and made it into this very serious, not necessarily serious, but lots of experimentation that went on in that. So this first piece, it's actually Beethoven's Opus 18, number 3, it was actually the first one he wrote. He was advised to publish it as number 3. And you'd think, when you're starting a quartet with four voices, that you'd start everybody off together, and that's usually what he does. But if you listen to the way that Beethoven starts this one, it's already right at the beginning of his quartet writing life. He's already being quite innovative in how one starts a piece like this.
Very Beethovenian. It's the Daedalus Quartet in Beethoven's String Quartet, Opus 18, number 3, the first movement.
Thank you.
So gorgeous. Thank you so much. If you're just joining us, we are live from the WRTI Performance Studio. I'm Deborah Lou Harder, and we're listening to the wonderful Daedalus Quartet. That was just beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing so much passion to that performance. And, you know, there are lots of Haydn and Mozart phrases and ideas in this string quartet, but clearly the passion of Beethoven.
Right, right. And I think it's that combination of he was certainly continuing the tradition, and no matter, you know, we can read all the nasty things he said about Haydn as, you know, but as his teacher and so on, but he was certainly continuing that tradition, using a lot of the same things, but also innovating quite a bit, as we talked about.
And just the fire of Beethoven.
Yes.
Unmistakable. Now, you're performing, as I mentioned, the complete cycle of Beethoven's string quartets in sometimes unusual ways at the University of Pennsylvania this season. Now, this coming Sunday, you're performing the great Opus 131, after a staged reading of Michael Hollinger's award-winning play Opus, which is a brilliant work. Tell me, why are string players, especially the ones in the play, and perhaps yourselves, obsessed with Opus 131?
Well, I think the late Beethoven quartets, occupy a special place in quartet players, string players, minds.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of the, what'd you say, and hearts.
Hearts, yeah.
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, the late quartets, at least for me personally, are part of the reason why I wanted to play string quartets professionally. Mm-hmm. And I think Michael totally gets that. And 131, well, they're all monumental in a way. 131, because there's no pause, is particularly big, because it's something that you have to swallow. Mm-hmm. As a whole, and you can't parse
it. It is sort of divided into movements, but there's no pause
breaks,
between
yes.
the movements.
There are seven movements,
right, correct?
Yes. So I know he's described it as kind of the Everest of quartets, and, mm-hmm. and in that way, I think it's because of that it's, you can't, we're going to play two movements today,
okay.
but you'll have to come on Sunday in order to really experience the whole piece.
The mm-hmm. whole thing, yes.
Yeah, and I noticed in the Q&A that you had that he said he thought about 133, which is the Gorse Fugue, which mm-hmm. is also a massive and
yeah, I can see that
truly,
sense,
you know,
yeah.
absolutely groundbreaking piece. But I think 131 would be better in the White House, which is how he has it.
Okay.
That's how he has it in the play. I'm giving away a little bit, but...
Well, you're going to perform for us now the first two movements of Opus 131. And it was considered by Beethoven himself as his favorite string quartet. What should we listen for as you play the first two movements?
Well, it begins with a fugue. So every voice entering with the same material, one after another. And I think, you know, you'll hear the emotional character of this music is... it couldn't be more profound, really. I mean, mm-hmm. it's...
There's something about the theme or the subject of the fugue just itself, but then he transforms it in so many ways throughout the movement. You do experience a wide range of emotions. And mm-hmm. I was practicing the subject because it's challenging a lot last night, and my husband, who's not a musician, was starting to hum it a lot. so you know, you don't have the benefit of having it in your ear already, but it's a wonderful subject.
So the first two movements of Beethoven's Opus 131, and you'll go straight into the second movement from the first, the Daedalus Quartet, here at WRTI.
Thank you.
That was magical. We've just heard the Daedalus Quartet here in the WRTI Performance Studio perform for us live the first two movements of Beethoven's monumental Opus 131. And you will be performing that this coming Sunday at the Harold Prince Theater at the Annenberg Center at the University of Pennsylvania after a staged reading of Michael Hollinger's play Opus, which should be a very enthralling and intriguing performance. How can people get tickets?
So you can go to the Annenberg website, www.annenbergcenter.org/Beethoven.
Okay.
And then you'll see the whole cycle there and just click on February 4th. But tickets are going fast, so.
Tickets are going fast, even though it's Super Bowl Sunday. So two amazing events happening, your quartet performance, as well as the Eagles and the Super Bowl.
Yes. Two historic events. And people did ask, we are doing the reading and then we're playing and then there will be a Q&A afterwards. So you should make kickoff.
Yes.
If you hear the performance.
The audience will be out in time to watch kickoff for the Super Bowl. And thank you so much for being here. The Daedalus Quartet, world-renowned here in our WRTI Performance Studio. They performed for us Beethoven's earliest string quartet, as well as his favorite, one of his last works, the Opus 131. Thank you so much to all of you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.